It was another turbulent day of trading, with the Dow ending down 0.4%, 124 points, the S&P falling 0.2%. NASDAQ managed to eke out gains of 0.25%. The Dow swung more than 700 points from high to a low, rallying early on but losing all those gains by the close, largely in a repeat of what we saw yesterday. The market continues to grapple with uncertainty. Possible geopolitical tensions bubbling under the surface didn't help sentiment today. Around noon Eastern, reports came out that the Nord Stream pipeline took a hit from suspicious leaks, possible sabotage, further highlighting the energy crisis in Europe. This comes as Russia has again insisted it has a right to use nuclear weapons if its territory is threatened. Crude oil prices rose on those reports. Oil refiners like Phillips 66 and major oil giants like ExxonMobil rallied over 2%. The VIX, or volatility index, spikes to 32 and 33, not quite in panic mode yet, but that's right on the edge of that. Meantime, back here in the U.S., as Hurricane Ian picks up steam just outside Florida, home improvement and disaster recovery related stocks traded higher today. Names like Home Depot, Lowe's, and Floor and Decor. Walt Disney World also announced it will close its parks for 2 days as Orlando braces for the storm. With your CNBC Markets Now update, I'm Bob Pisani at the New York Stock Exchange.